Blog Talk Radio.
The voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellwood, the international call, and it is the Tasha Show.
If you're a single lady, let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you. If you're a single lady, let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around.
Girl, I like your face, but I love your partner. I just wanna get to know you better, what's the number? See you standing over here looking all lonely. Come in, take a sip of Nouveau and Patron.
I can give you what you want.
What's that, what's that?
I can give you what you want.
What's that, what's that?
If you came with your girlfriend, maybe we could be friends, do this every weekend.
If you're a single lady,
let me pull up to your bumper. Baby, you too fine to be standing here alone. Baby, you too fine to be standing on your own.
I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
I know you came with your girlfriends. Maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend, yeah.
You're a single lady.
Y'all know me, just cool breeze, hailing from the beam, so I always show the three, trying to get up in the club, I ain't supposed to be drinking, yeah, I know I'm too young, but I'm not even thinking, I'm a single lady, wanna buy me around, or maybe take me in the Phantom while you drive me around, and we can cruise in the city while enjoying the sounds, and I ain't never gotta worry, cause you holding it down.
Whoop whoop, major surveillance.
If you're a single lady, verse.
Girl, I like your face, but I love your partner. I just wanna get to know you better, what's the number? See you standing over here looking all lonely. Come in, take a sip of Nouveau and Patron.
I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
If you came with your girlfriends, maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend.
If you're a single lady,
y'all know me, just cool breeze, hailing from the beam, so I always show the three, trying to get up in the club, I ain't supposed to be drinking, yeah, I know I'm too young, but I'm not even thinking, I'm a single lady, wanna buy me around, or maybe take me in the Phantom while you drive me around, and we can cruise in the city while enjoying the sounds, and I ain't never gotta worry, cause you holding it down. Don't want much, just someone to hang with. If you coming with the drama, homeboy, you can save it. If you got yourself in order, then you speak in my language. And I got a mouth on me, I just hope you can tame it. If you agree, we can make the arrangements, do things my way. But I'm willing to change it. We'll see how it ends by the end of the night. Cause if you act right, you know what's going on.
If you don't wanna have fun, baby, where you come by? Put it in reverse and let me pull up to your bumper. Baby, you too fine to be standing here alone. Baby, you too fine to be standing on your own.
I can give you what you want.
Every weekend, yeah.
You're a single lady, let me
buy you around.
Let me buy you around.
Let me
buy you around.
You're a single lady, let me
buy you around.
Let me buy you around.
Let me
buy you around.
So we can get to the kissing and the hugging. So we can get to the touching and the loving. So we can get to the food in the eye. And baby girl, we can do it all now.
With that line, what's your name, what's your size? Like to rock a lemonade, I just creep it from behind. And if you're trying to get away, tell me what you got in mind. You can leave your whip, baby, you can hop in mine. Now tell them other cats, it's too late, they out of time. Fuck your man, out of sight, out of mind. Remind me of my 6'6 drop. You smell good like it's to me, y'all. Lace you with yellow ice, lemon drop. Mucho dinero, the money don't stop. Round after round, the drinks don't stop. Treat tonight like it's New Year's, the bottles don't pop.
Get to the kitchen and the hugging. If you get
so we can get to the touching and the loving.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We can get to the boot in the eye.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, we can do it all night.
I'm going up and down.
Good, what's good? This your boy SFN Visuals, always checking in with DJ Smell So Good, aka DJ FTP, aka DJ For the People. Fuck the police, you know what I'm talking about? Hell yeah, 2009, always out.
Freak. to me, I got that street shit straight. Look, baby, making hit after hit. I got the heat for the summer and the winter. Put your bets on me, cause I am a winner. I spit lightning and I sound like thunder. My flow's so sick, I'm undercover. Now it's time for me to be discovered. I'm the best thing cracking since the 80s, you love it. Let me spit this real street shit in your ear. What you know, post it on the block, no fear. San Jose, my domain, we don't play around. The ring of gunshots popping, my favorite sound. Sharp tank, 408, till town. Grind till I die, I will never bow down. I told you once before, I am a king. These bitches loving my riches, it's so easy. Serving shit to my block, I'm always posted where I glock. See all your far below me, I'm rising to the top. I was dealt, I will not fly. Hustle 24/7, that means around the clock.
What's happening? This your boy Akafoo, aka Captain Grabber Booty, aka Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I gotta give a big shout out to my dog, DJ Smell Good, smelling gooder than a mug. I am.
DJ Quest.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Let the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it.
Take deep breath.
Like she asthmatic, got a shivering and shaking like one of them addicts. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, match this.
I can see that she's ready.
So much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Loving when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my stone, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready. She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready. She's ready for me to give her what she wants.
Patty cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it, pat it, mark it with a B. Put it in the oven for you and me.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake, get
fast as you can. Stack your stash, shit, you love currency.
Yep.
I make the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own man.
Make
that cake as fast as you can. Stack your stash, shit, you love currency. Then I make the song for you and me.
I won't knock your hustle,
hustle
don't knock mine. Racing for cash, I meet you at the finish line. I could be busy for cake, I'ma make the time. They try to duplicate my flow and copy my grind. Make beats like me, mix down like me. Run around telling people that they don't like me. Ashwood bring the heat, cowards ain't hungry. I gave you my style, what more do you want from me? Feel a bad vibe when I come through. Since I came around streets, I forgot about you.
Come on.
Better watch for the swag jacket. That's part of the game. I see a rappers, they rapping the same.
Nah.
And the same dudes talking, thinking they know me. In the house laying low, ducking they OG. One deep in the spot, it's whatever. Before you come at me, better have your thing together.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack your stash, shit you love currency. I make the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack your stash, shit you love currency. Then I make the song for you and me.
What can you do for me that I can't do for myself?
No.
When you're hot, everybody wanna offer some help. I'm the young talent. Most of these rappers is old. 20 page line about all the copies they sold.
Come on.
Yet you looking for a sit like them girls on a pole. No more, no show when it comes to your show. What you hating for? We got the same goal. Keep focus on the grind. Get your foot in the dough. Kid, no sleep. That's the independent label. Thanksgiving. I bring a lot to the table. Ashwood, I'm the voice of hip hop. Your old lady screaming the kid hot. Might let the kid pop. You mad at me, pissed, so why not? I ain't even dropped, still a hive on the treetop. Big headed, I don't know where your mind at. If you so smart, why the hell you ain't signed yet?
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack your stash, shit you love currency. I make the song for you and me.
Come on.
Get your cake, be your own man. Get that cake as fast as you can. Stack your stash, shit you love currency. Then I make the song for you and me.
Hi, this is your automated voicemail system. If
Growl
is a skank undesirable internet supplier, press 1. If is a bunch of liars, press 2. If is a dishonest system owned by dishonest people, press 3. If lies through their fucking teeth, press 4. If is a bunch of assholes, press 5. If should go to hell, press 6.
Yo, John New, this is
DJ
Party Time.
Are you the mixer yet?
You're DJ.
DJ.
Low with it, 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 low
Got him in the phone. Mama so bad, girl, thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, now I ain't got a love Jones. He say he love the fact that I work and got my own. I'm a dope boy, stream, I have a tag to dig it. You can put me on a trailer like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, be super Z. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way that he licking on his click. Mama so wet, my juice box trip trip. Wanna enter my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. He say he like to see me on a dance floor clam. I got him so seduced the way I break it on damn. I'm something like a diamond, y'all knew stay shining. No, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about rhyming. Yeah, I'm gonna blow, but it's all about time.
That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine. Girl, take it on time. That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine. That bitch, that fine. Girl, take it on time. I ain't never seen a ass that fat. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. It's the king of the club, dog, super deep back. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor when they low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Where they at? Club rocking from the front to the back. Where they at? On the floor with a hump in their back. Where they at? On the floor and it's low like that. Killing that shit and it go like that. Super D, I'm on the grind, I gotta take the streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. Super D, I'm on the grind, gotta take my streets back. Do a show for the lowest, guaranteed to be packed. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. Girl, take it on time. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. That bitch still fine. Girl, take it on time.
Beam me aboard.
Energize.
All right. In my head. Can you hear me? Is it going on? The damn doors. Fucking doors. Damn doors. Open the goddamn doors. Where the lemon juice? Oh, shit. I almost got stuck outside again, people. You got to keep a bottle of lemon juice on you, and it keeps your bay doors squeaky clean. You know what I'm saying? Keep them working and shit. Y'all already know what time it is, people. We up in the building uploading some porn music, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know why I'm uploading it, but I want some. So, this is Warp Drive Wednesday. We is up in the building. It's boy DJ Smells So Good. You are aboard the Starship Smelly Prize. Thank you for whatever the fuck we doing, floating around in space, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because, hit y'all with this description, it's that time, you know what I'm saying? For y'all to get over the hump. So I'm putting my foot down on the space gas and taking off in the warp drive. You know what I'm saying? And we'll see who's going to hell us down and beam a boy. You know, because we got celebrities on the Starship Earth Day. You know what I'm saying? And attention all artists. Make sure y'all send all info to smellybtr@live.com. All music will be played at least once. But it depends on you as an artist, you know what I'm saying? You support me and keep your song in rotation, you know what I'm saying? So you have fans, have all your fans call 347-237-5125 and request your music. This station is hotter and gives more exposure than any FM or AM radio station. So strap on your gravity boots because the ship about to blast off, and break your ass. And this old ragged ass phone. It's all good. Though we're gonna motherfucking make it work. I gotta upgrade my phone coming soon, y'all. I gotta put my communicating system on. Who calling me on the damn bat line? Whoever it is, you gonna fucked up. You know I'm doing my show, so I don't wanna hear that dumb shit. Alright, I got somebody hailing me from afar, people. So I gotta beam my peoples in real quick. I got somebody hailing me from California, people. All the way from California. Yeah. I'm gonna win my damn
mail, motherfucker.
No, shit. I do. I got some. I'll check that in a minute. I gotta beam this motherfucker in real quick before his ass fucking passed the hell out, being stuck outdoors and shit. Yeah, people, if you ever stuck outdoors, please, you know, make sure, you know, make sure I beam you in promptly. All right. Open up the fucking doors.
What the fuck?
People, I can open up the doors and shit. Fucking doors.
What the hell?
Where's the lemon juice? Fucking lemon juice. Damn, lemon juice. Hold on, y'all. I gotta squirt the door. All right, here we go. All right, you're in the building, 408, you're in the building, hello.
Hey, madam, well, you got to tell me when you're going to zap me, because I was at Starbucks right now talking to some fine-ass chick, and you done zapped me away now, I didn't even get her number.
Oh, wait a minute, let me beam you her number.
Beam me back?
I'm going to beam you her number, man, I got her number.
You got her number?
Yeah, I'm going to send it over to you, hold on.
Shout out to the Smelly Pies.
Man.
I got her number. Yeah. That's cool. Thanks, Smelly. That's tight. Anyways, people, I'm Goofy Bone, host of 186. Deuce, the worldwide radio show. And I'm just here. I'm part of the Trilateral Commission with DJ Smell So Good on the Smelly Enterprise. And then, of course, we got good old Seti J on Life After Dust, the late night insomniac people. We the Trilateral Commission. We taking over Block Talk Radio. There is no
room. What you gonna do?
There is no room for improvement. We are the improvement. So, yes. Dude, I like that beaming thing, man. I gotta get one of those in the studio.
All right. So, what you coming over there?
No, I'm not.
All right, well, I'm out here today at 2:30, so you need to bring it. I'll try to do it on the block. Yeah, if you don't come out here.
Okay.
Oh, we probably need to get your ass up and get on over here so we can get it done. All right. Damn, John New.
Motherfucking ass calling me on the fucking bat line and shit.
John New's ass at.
Y'all know I'm in outer fucking space during the hours of 12 p.m. to 2 fucking p.m. I'm orbiting. I'm not on the goddamn planet. Please stop fucking calling my communicator. I get charged roaming charges and shit. And it's very high. Shit.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to imagine, you know what I'm saying, roaming charges, like, you know, on the planet. Bitch, I'm off the planet. I'm goddamn going around the fucking planet. You trying to call me off the planet. Do you know how my fucking phone bill looks at the end of the fucking, whatever we call it when we land, the trimester?
The trimester. The trimester. Oh, man.
Fuck, man. Hell no, man. What's going on your planet, brother?
Oh, no. You know, on planet Earth, I'm just chilling. We're soaking wet in Northern California.
It's still raining?
Well, it just stopped like an hour ago, but shit, man. It's hella wet.
I thought it never rains in Southern California. Oh, wait a minute. You in the north.
I'm in the north.
That speak true down there. It don't rain in Southern California.
Oh, yeah, it's raining right now in Southern California, too.
Oh, it's raining every fucking well. It's raining all over the world. Oh, hey, I got some new music, too. Cat came hollered at me yesterday. Shouts out to Bo, representing the group Antisocial. And, yeah, I got some tracks. I got to rename them, though, if I upload them. Actually, that's what I'm finna do now. But yeah, he sent me, he got some new music, you know what I'm saying? Some hot tracks, you know what I'm saying? Some thug shit, no club booty shaking bullshit. It's, you know, struggling for the real knuckles, you know what I'm saying? The real music.
That's what's up.
Yeah, so I gotta get, and I got me some motherfucking porn music. Gotta upload that. Kill her ass, goddammit. Got my own porn music, shit. Fucking right. So I'm going to do my news to today. We're going to have some porn music, do the news to today. Porn music provided to you by Porn Music. Dot com. I don't know if that's a real site, but if you find it, fuck it. There you go. And you can get your shit.
Okay.
But, other than that, you know, that's what I'm doing. Get my South Park. I got some South Park shit too. South Park contacted me. Sent me some stuff. You know what I'm saying? They want me to run on the show, so I gotta get that on the bridge. I got to get that on the bridge. You know what I'm saying? Load it up through the control room. Get it on the bridge. Everybody can check that out. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
It's coming, man. It's coming. It's definitely coming. Fucking. Oh shit! Watch out! Oh shit!
We have a Borg. Lower your shield and surrender your ships. We will add biological Borg. And technological
shit.
Distinctiveness.
Put the shields up. Fucking shields. Oh shit! I don't have no fucking shields. I gotta buy some goddamn shields. Ain't this a bitch? Shit. Fucking Borg. Couldn't fight that one off, man. Fucking Borg took over people. I don't... Fucking shit. Damn. Oh, you still there, bro? Hello? Hello?
Man, I'm underneath the fucking table, man. That shit is scary. Don't be doing that shit to me.
God,
oh, my God.
Man. The Borg comes through,
that
man. They come through.
Everything.
Beam this motherfucker back on. There you go, bro. There you go. Shit, all back in.
Man, you scared the shit out of me, man.
And that boy be coming through, boy. I ain't had the guns ready. He didn't never get shaved with some warning shots today.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's a warning shot. You motherfuckers, y'all better stay the fuck away from me. Shit. Whew. All right. Yeah, we had to recover from that, man. We had to recover from that. All right, check this out, y'all. I need y'all to go to exploretalent.com and look up Experience the Poet. Yeah, that's right. Experience the Poet, Jay, I think that's what it is. And Black Rose. Ain't I saying that right with Copycat?
Experience Jay and Black Rose.
Oh. Well, on the damn site, it says Experience the Poet.
Yeah, you know what? That's another name for Experience Bo. Yeah, you're right.
So she got two names?
Well, yeah, but it's Experience Jay and then Experience the Poet, you know.
All right, well, look for Experience, goddammit. You'll find both of the fucking names. And vote for this song right here. This is Copycat. You know what I'm saying? They trying to open up for some big name acts. And they need everybody to go there and vote for them. I got to go my damn self and vote again. And don't forget, call 727-578-9941 and request Super D featuring Janu. Take it on now. We'll be making some calls right after this.
And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. Yeah. The maturity, I got the expectation. Say someone the best, I gotta be equivalent. Similar mindset, I am not considering. Would you like whack rap? That's your biz. I'm inclined to equality in most their spit. I make good music, that's common sense. And exposure will not be my consequence. 50-year-old 9, and cast is bugging out. I can't keep it nothing but real. It's obvious we don't have the same appeal. Mine's mass like guru, and yours is minuscule. Who's minuscule? But I'm a fool. I don't approve of those with little skill and executive peers. That's how they gotta deal. And who I consider ill makes me weird. That's noble like Reggie, I'll be that then. But the one thing you can be certain is clearly no resembling. And that is my attempted intention. My attempts are successful, not to mention being offensive and purposely dissing your favorite rapper. And I'm cool with it, got no issues. And just cause you have a certain preference that works for you, don't mean that I gotta jump the bandwagon too. I'm not a Mr. Me Too, no, that's you.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too. And if you disagree, you a hater. Said that dude.
My friend is great.
That's good for you. I guess that makes you a hater.
I like who I like. Whether wrong or right, I like the music with a meaning, yeah, certain type. I got a rapper who's lyrical, not delirious. A nigga claim to be the best and dummy take him. I'm curious, just because you hit the top 5, does that put you in the running for the best rapper alive?
You see a nigga on the rise, and now you just a group, you gotta play right by his side. But I ain't having that, I'm not a copycat. Shocking niggas ain't my style, oh no, never that. What kind of shit is that? It's just a waste of time. You'll be bumping through your resort if you mess with me rhyme. Dr. Seuss, nigga, you like a math figure. But what happened to the lyrics when the meaning's with it? Black rappers who yak, it should be a crime. I listen to them people, but they hiding every line. But I don't care who's popular, I'm doing mine. Stop thinking the hit and elevate your mind. Everybody wanna be a copycat ass nigga. Nobody wants to hear original.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And if you disagree, you a hater. That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like
it. I just said that too.
Well, my friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess that makes you a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
What to do, this cute phrase over here on Trey 4 with FTP. That's DJ Fight the Power, hanging out, doing what to do. We lit hanging out on the corner of Trey 4, always keeping it lit. That's well educated and literate, y'all. Don't forget about Chelsea down here with DJ FTP. Come on, hang out, get some of that fried fish, y'all.
That was real.
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon. But I also nickname my testes. My left one is James Westfall, and my right one is Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Nah. And we live right here back on Warp Drive Wednesday. Starship motherfucking smelly prize. I got to beam my people back on board. Yeah, y'all already know. You can hail me at 347-237-5125. I no longer accept calls. You can only hail me, goddammit. And I'll beam your boy this motherfucking. You know what I'm saying? Let me beam my homeboy, Goofy Bone, hailing out of 408 San Jose, California. Straight little ruckus. You know what I'm saying? Come on, brother. Gotcha.
Man, well, can you beam me back? I'm in the shitter.
This motherfucker. I don't know.
Can you beam me back, please?
This motherfucker is a people. Yeah, I got another. Somebody else hailing me anyway. Let me beam this son of a bitch back in the shit. I thought I was smelling something.
Beam me back in the shit, people.
This motherfucker is. He's smelling the shit. Smelling up the place. Y'all all over people. This motherfucker is. God damn it. I see somebody hailing me from 718. I got to bring them on real quick. Let me get this a warning, though, people. When y'all come on the ship, because y'all already heard, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Goofy Bone is at, so.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
You know what I'm saying? That's real. All right, let me beam you up. Goddamn, switch. All right, it's about to be a BTL fuck up of the day around this mother. About to nap down. Shit. All right, here we go, y'all. Let me get my damn people on board. 718, you are on board. Hello.
Beam me up, smell so good.
Oh, wait a minute. I got to open your doors, girl. Ew.
Can you beam me up, please?
Ew. Oh, girl, open your doors. Let me open your doors. Walk in. Oh! Good Lord. Do I got my damn music? I ain't got my porn music loaded up yet. Got it. Put my porn music on to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Bow, 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 bow.
Hey, DJ
Smell,
so damn good.
What's up, sweet? How you doing, baby?
I'm doing. I'm glad to be in the Smelly Prize.
Yeah, welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. We got refreshments on the bridge. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, you can't drink in the control room. You only smoke.
I'll have a Mai Tai, thank you.
Yeah. We only smoking here, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Only smoking in the control room. Yeah,
okay.
You got to go to the bridge if you want to drink.
Okay, well, I'm going to the bridge then.
Yeah, just drink on the bridge. Yeah. Shout out to everybody on the bridge. 186 Deuce, Madison Media, Red Shades. You know what I'm saying? All them hailing out of different areas of the planet.
Hey,
and yeah, we up in outer space right now, you know what I'm saying? Floating around, you know, burning some space gas, you know what I'm saying? Oh, wait a minute. I think he hailing me. Let me kind of beam this guy back on board and see if he's out the shitter yet. Smells something to stink because it's him. You know what I'm saying? Damn it. Where my shit at? I got a special song for all you shitters out there. Oh, yeah. Can't play my shit.
Oh, yeah. Can you
play everybody out there?
I do.
And Golden Star number one.
Everywhere I go, people look at me funny. Maybe because I got bitches and money. Maybe because I got power and clout. But wherever I go, the people always shout out. Who farted? I farted. Who farted? I farted. Who farted?
It's my new jam dropping in 3009. Y'all look out for it.
Oh,
on
time for me to set the record straight.
My best.
Well, I farted. You know what I'm saying? And when people ask you, who fought Ted? You better point at me and say, hey, it's him. He fought Ted.
All right. Oh, wait, you back on board.
That was a refreshing deposit, I guess you could say. Oh, my God, we back. Sweetie love, what are you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, how you doing?
I love this demon
shit.
I heard
they gotta put some water on it. I'm goofy.
when he first beamed me back, I was butt booty naked on the shitter, and you know that's not a sight to see.
Yeah. Well, no. What's going on, people? We live, man.
Got on a wonderful show last night, Sweet D Love.
Yes.
Do you know that we had a show last night because Mother Nose was bashing hoes last night?
Really?
So I had to make a show called Why Do We Hate Hoes Tuesday?
Hell no.
And we had an Academy Award cast of just people giving their opinions. And, you know, in the end, we don't really hate hoes. They're just part of the cycle. But, you know, it's just that people need to understand that they're people, too.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, so that's where we were. Live on Straight Loke Records is 186.0 Deuce, the worldwide radio show. But how you doing today, sweet? You looking beautiful as ever.
Oh, thank you, darling. I'm doing, you know, this morning I did a little something for breast cancer when.
Yeah, I apologize for missing. I was up, but I totally I was working out, and I totally.
Well, you know, I'm
did what you call it? You call it what?
It was breast cancer awareness. Actually, you know, I just said CC love and awareness. Join me. And, you know,
oh, I thought you went for like a walk or something. You ain't doing all the walks and all that.
Well, I am gonna walk. You know. But I brought on an ambassador, Susan Brinker. I brought her on. I saw her on, you know, my favorite place to go is YouTube, me and YouTube. And President Obama was giving her an award for the work that she does in breast cancer. And then she gave a word, and so I put that on. And, you know, just some little tidbits on how you take care of yourself and the exercise and the nutrition. And Ceddie Day, he came on and he made me cry. He really made me cry.
You know, yesterday's show, I was trying to call in Ceddie's, but he ended it early, I think.
Right.
But,
yeah, it was like 8 o'clock. Yeah, he did like an hour show. So.
Yeah, because breast cancer to me, I mean, it really hit me because I used to have a girlfriend in junior high going into high school. Her name was Cynthia. And at a young age, she got breast cancer and died.
Wow.
And that's another reason why I think I'm kind of fucked up in the head. But, you know, the way, you know, I mean, I watched her die. I mean, I was there for her, you know, through the chemo and all that other stuff that, she, you know, she had to go through. You know, I was there for her. And watching a beautiful girl, you know, disintegrate, it really fucks up your mind.
Yeah, it does.
And
no.
And breast cancer to me, I mean, I have to do the walks all the time until, you know, I couldn't do them no more because it would hurt just Because every time I would walk, I would think on how beautiful she was and how I was there watching her just deteriorate, because she did deteriorate.
Yeah, that's what happens, because the cells break down and continue to break down. Yeah, I know. I have like four immediate friends, two who have passed on with breast cancer, and two who have survived it. You know, and I plan to do something with the two survivors, you know, a little later on in the month as well. But it is a big thing, you know. It is a big thing, because they wanted to tell me that, and I called my mother, and she said, you know, we don't have no breast cancer. We have diabetes.
Miss Sweet.
I want to see your tits, my dear.
in lieu of National Breast Cancer Month, you know, I felt that would be appropriate. Giving free virtual exams on Tiny Chat.
if I could get there.
Hey, everybody, I'll call back in a little bit.
All right, let me beam this guy off board, people.
Can you beam me to the shower, because I need to go take a shower?
I can try. You know, this is the damn fucking Klingons shit I borrowed. So.
Don't beam me to the closet like you did last time. I couldn't get out.
Oh,
damn door was locked.
Let's see if it worked. All right, hold on. Let me try this first time.
All right, bye, sweet D-Love.
All right, baby.
God damn it. Chaz off my fucking ship. Hey. Okay, there we go. Fucking doors be stuck and shit sometimes. You know, listen, if you ever upgrade your if you get rid of your radio show and upgrade to the Starship, you gotta go get you some lemon juice. Cause the doors stick sometimes. And so you put the lemon juice on it, you know what I'm saying? That you can't use WD-40 in space, people. Lemon juice. It's the old nigga remedy. You know how we come up with remedies for everything. Your belt squealing and shit. Put eggs on it. What the hell kind of shit is that? Put some fucking egg on your belt. That stopped the squealing. Syrup. This syrup goes on pancakes, people. Man, I'm telling you, my uncle. You got a hole in your radiator. Put some pepper in it. It'll seal it up. Man, I ain't cooking my damn car. What kind of shit is that? I'm seasoning the damn car up. Man, whatever.
There's some real remedies like that, though, you know.
Hey, for real now. There's some, you know, people, they sound far-fetched, but shit, while y'all be running out there, this household shit can carry you, get you through, you know what I'm saying, to the actual repair.
That's right, because I learned this from this woman, in South America, when you have any kind of cysts, you know, any boils or anything like that that need to come to a head, cut a slice of tomato and put it on that boil, and it will bring it to a head and burst. And if you really want it to burst quicker, throw a little salt on it and turn it over. It won't burn you, and it will relieve you. So all those out there that have had
water,
I'm telling you, there's all kinds of, you know, remedies for everything.
I got a remedy. I got a remedy for a good time. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Shake them up. Thunderbird and grapefruit juice.
Shake 'em up. That's a
shake 'em up. Wow, totally together.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake
'em up. Now you get some.
Thunderbird
and grapefruit
juice.
Shake 'em up.
That's real. That's for a good time. Now you know, DJ. This Thunderbird will tear your damn mouth.
Now I ain't gonna lie. My mama.
You be flying past the smelly prize.
That
show.
Yeah, that shit there is it puts MD 2020 on the dough. It put Wild Irish Rose on the dough. I mean, when I was young, that was my mama drank though, you know what I'm saying? You know, back in the days. And me and my brother, you know, we had pets. I said this one time on the show before. That's why I ain't got dogs to this day, you know what I'm saying? Because every dog used to
always want to follow a nigga everywhere you go. You know what I'm saying? So he locked the bitch up in the backyard. Somehow this little punk motherfucker done dug under the gate. And now he right behind you and shit. Next thing you know, you turn around, now his ass sliding down the fucking road because somebody hit his ass. I lost three dogs like that. You know what I'm saying? Hell no. Nah. And every fucking time we come back home, we got to bury the goddamn dog. We crying. Ooh, ooh, the dog on. Mama going that motherfucker get a cap full of Thunderbird. And we been give it to us. We both take a fucking a cap full of Thunderbird. About 2 minutes later, I had knocked the fuck out. Gone. Sleeping like a motherfucker. She ain't shit. I'm gonna hear all that damn crying. Jazz over here and get this Thunderbird.
Pick up the hoe on that one. Why she sound like my
Oh my bad. I'm talking too literal. My bad. we're not on Tiny Chat Registry. I'm sorry. I guess she was ready to put him on the glass. That's what I'm talking about. Woo!
Hey,
gotta go set it up. Gotta go set it up. Oh, shit, Red getting older, boy. She's starting to come out that flower. Uh-oh, watch out, y'all. Watch out.
Uh-oh.
Watch out. No, I was playing with you. I'm just playing with you.
Yeah, let's do up something for Red Shades and her music that she's, you know, doing YouTube. My daughter had made sure she got some more hits.
Oh yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. You got the I got. She sent me like 3 videos. So but I won't be starting out, I think, till next month. That's when I'm doing the live video show. So
okay,
trying to get everybody all the artists' videos, little videos that they got on YouTube and other little places, and then that's what I'm gonna be featuring on the show. But it's something like this,
mm-hmm.
but it's video related though. You play videos instead of music. So
oh,
you got to have a lot of damn videos, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah,
I tell you, it's called, you know, upgrade you.
Hey, you got to do it, girl. You got to. It's 3009. Every time y'all come on this motherfucking starship, this is 3009.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Hey, is anybody still getting ready for our trip to Vegas?
I know I'm ready. I'm doing. I ain't worried about no room. Who the fuck I'm staying with? Nothing like that. I got a goddamn tent and a sleeping bag. Goddamn it! I'll be outside y'all motherfucking doors. Like what it do? Shit! I come to party. Goddamn it! Shit! I'm popping like a rolling stone. And you know what I'm saying? Popping like a rolling stone.
And you mean you don't have a sound effect for that one?
Not yet. Yeah, I got a pop is a roller. You know, I got to have that little excerpt or something. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, you heard? I know you heard. What? Yeah, cause you heard Goofy
yeah.
Bones' little remix, but you ain't heard my remix.
No, I have
to the Red Shades song with Verse Simmons
mm-hmm.
that Buy You Around.
Right, Buy You Around. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now you heard, is that song pumping up now?
Is it popping up?
Is it pumping? Is it? No, I'm saying, is it pumping in on the airways up there? Is it like on the radio?
It's not on the radio, like, I mean, the original one.
The original. Yeah, I'm saying,
yeah.
Like, the original.
Yeah,
it's actually.
Yeah, the original one is because my daughter absolutely does love it. And now, you know, that I told her about, you know, Red Shades, you know, featuring Red Shades. I was like, come on now, you know, throw this one up on you. Because she got, this, I don't know, this little girl got, like, 4,000 friends, you know, on her MySpace and 1,000 on her Twitter. So I said, throw that on your Twitter.
Yeah, know that. Throw on out there, shit.
Yeah, absolutely. You
how
know,
old your daughter is?
16.
Oh, no, I can't follow. I'm sorry. You got to be 18 and up to get any tweets, any shit from me. Facebook, I don't give a damn. Any communication with me, you got to be 18 and up. Man, I don't know. I'm straight.
Yeah, you could tell she's like, you know, a teenager when she says the things that she says on her stuff. You know?
Oh. Yeah. Well, no, cause, I mean, I like teens for network. I mean,
right.
That's a whole nother market for artists to
absolutely.
Get their music to. But
true.
For me, I just...
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Hey, and you're right about that.
I'm on the outside looking way in. You know what I'm saying? This is, but
no
now...
No man has ever gone before.
Hey, do I got that? Hey, well, I got that one. Yeah, that... I had to look back. I think I knew that.
Oh, yeah?
Computer on. face, the final frontier.
These oh, you never heard my intro, have you?
Starship
Mele.
Its five-year mission, to explore.
That good help, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on and off the internet. It is Greg the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellgood, the international co-host, Mrs. Tasha Triple
X. And her punk ass ain't even here because she's this motherfucking California wagging the fuck off somewhere. I'm going to call her punk ass up. Wake her ass up. Call her
well,
ass
she
up.
She made a good day and everything. I haven't checked Facebook to see what she's been writing.
Damn it. And see if it won't call me. I got something for you. I will call your goddamn phone. I will blow your shit up. You won't get no sleep fucking with me. Well, damn, no man. No man.
I like that intro.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Been working on some. Yeah, I got a new, I'll be upgrading to the Voyager pretty soon. I get everything right. Mm-hmm. And we'll upgrade to the Voyager, and I got a new intro theme song and all that. You know what I'm saying? All
right.
Yeah, working on, you know. Oh, let me get into this Red Shade since I got your captive attention. This is, now Red Shade, she sent me one that she had mixed. You know what I'm saying? So y'all already heard that version.
Right.
And I had to keep listening to it. So the only thing that this is kind of different with this is got a little red chalk. You know what I'm saying? My little sound effects and red chalk. But hey, you know, this is what's pumping on the radio down here. This version, you know what I'm saying, with the young jock. So what I'm gonna do is that if I can, I wanna try to just leak it into the radio station. You know what I'm saying? So they'll hear that version. And then, because it's already on the radio station, it's perfect time to just, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah.
Go under the belt, and they like, damn, well, who the fuck the female is? I ain't heard this.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You got to do that. Sneak tactics, guerrilla tactics is the only fucking way you're going to be successful. You don't put it on the shit that you want people to hear it on. You put it on the shit that they don't. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the country goddamn song, a whole country mixtape, yeah, you got buy you around. You know what I'm saying? That's how I do my CDs. People be like, you know, why you do this? Why? Because it's you know, that's the way you supposed to market it. You don't do direct marketing. Direct marketing don't work as far as the artist is concerned. I mean, you have to, bitch, open up a cereal box and there's a mixtape inside that motherfucker. I mean, you have to do, like by all, any means necessary, you know what I'm saying, to get your song exposed out there. So that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? Sneak tactic. That's what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Put it in a pretty package and just present it to them, and they'll eat it up. So this is what we're going to do right before we get into the nutty news of the day. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into this Red Shade. Shouts out to Boston Mass, you know what I'm saying, and all our young indie artists out there coming up in the game, you know what I'm saying, the right way without taking the oath. You know what I'm saying? That's another show. We'll be talking about that too, though. Let's go, y'all. We got Sweet D Love in the building. Shouts out to NY.
Girl, I like your face, but I love your partner. I just wanna get to know you better. What's the number? See you standing over here looking all lonely. Come in, take a sip of Nouveau and Patron. I can give you what you want.
Work that.
I can give you what you want.
Work that.
If you came with your girlfriend, maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend. If you're a single lady.
Y'all know me, just cool breeze, hailing from the beans, so I always show the three, trying to get up in the club, I ain't supposed to be drinking, yeah, I know I'm too young, but I'm not even thinking, I'm a single lady, wanna buy me around, or maybe take me in the Phantom while you drive me around, and we can cruise in the city while enjoying the sounds, and I ain't never gotta worry, cause you holding it down. don't want much, just someone to hang with. If you coming with the drama, homeboy, you can save it. If you got yourself in order, then you speak in my language. And I got a mouth on me, I just hope you can tame it. If you agree, we can make the arrangements, do things my way. But I'm willing to change it. We'll see how it ends by the end of the night. Cause if you act right, you know what's going on.
If you don't wanna have fun, baby, where you come from? Put it in reverse and let me pull up to your bumper. Maybe you too fine to be standing here alone. Baby, you too fine to be standing on your own. I can give you what you want, work that, work that. I can give you what you want, work that, work that. I know you came with your girlfriends, maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend, yeah. You're a single lady, let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. You're a single lady, let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. So we can get to the kitchen and the hugging. So we can get to the touching and the loving. So we can get to the food in the eye. And baby girl, we can do it all now. Up and down, 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 up and down.
Attracting with that line, what's your name, what's your style? Like to rock and lemonade, I just creep it from behind. And if you're trying to get away, tell me what you got in mind. You can leave your whip, baby, you can hop in mine. Don't tell them other cats, it's too late, they out of time. Fuck your man, out of sight, out of mind. Remind me of my 6'6 drop. You smell good like it's Simiyak. Lace you with yellow ice, lemon drop. Mucho dinero, the money don't stop. Round after round, the drinks don't stop. Treat the night like it's New Year's, the bottle's gon' pop.
Get
yeah, y'all already know, man. Let me beam this sexy woman back on board real quick, y'all. That is Red Shades right there. This verse featuring Red Shades and Young Jock. Goddamn right, Wrecking the Game exclusive. You know what I'm saying, right there. We will be sending that over to Scatman or somebody, out of that girl, somebody, you know what I'm saying, to really check that out. Yeah, and let y'all know real quick, man.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
So I don't need you smart ass motherfuckers coming on my shit, you know what I'm saying? So, y'all hold on. Who the fuck is calling my phone, man? See, stop calling. Listen, people. If you're calling my phone, this is what's going to happen.
Avon calling.
Hey, get your ass away from my door. The hell going on? Get your ass away from my door. Fucking Avon. Sorry, people. I don't play Avon. You know what I'm saying? I think that's why Nettie is so offended of the show. Yeah. We don't allow Avon here, people. That is, yeah. We don't allow, that's like the Borg and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, shit. Watch out. Watch out.
We are the Borg. Lower your shields.
Oh, they got me. Oh, they got me.
We will add to a biological and technological shit.
Open the door. Spy, open the door. I can't get out.
Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Oh, shit. Oh, motherfucker. Boy, they damn tractor beam is shit. Man, I couldn't get off of it, man. I don't know what boy, the goddamn boy come through. All right, let me get my people back. Shit. Sweetie, love, you all right? Are you all right?
Yeah, I just had to, you know, I had to shake the dust off.
Trying to tell you, boy, the boy come through. Man, the boy ain't playing, boy. This is motherfucker, boy. This is motherfucker.
Yeah, they, do something they, about them.
Huh?
We're going to have to do something about them.
Yeah. I got, I got the big guns for them and everything. You know, they decloak. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have time. So I be trying to tell the troops and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Keep firing! Spend some of that taxpayer money!
But, you know, they don't be hearing me in time and shit, so, you know. I got somebody else. I got Straight Low Records hailing me real quick. Let me beam them on board. All right. Oh, damn.
Yes, but then I was telling them, oh, what the fuck? Hey, man, where's the Avon lady? That's my lady.
Oh, shit. Was my man, bro? She was at the door. She keep coming back to the door like she's Jehovah's Witness or something.
She's looking for me, brother. I hope you didn't pull a gun out on her like you did last time.
No, my bad. Hold on, let me call this lady back up.
All right. It's my lady.
Avon calling.
Get your goddamn ass away from my door.
Hey, man, that's my life. No. No.
Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Well, I tell him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's the bad guy.
Avon, you got motherfucking... Fucking Avon, come to my neighborhood.
How the fuck did you shoot my bitch? That's all I gotta say, brother. Come on, now you disrespecting.
Hey, brother, I'm sorry. You just have to understand, you know what I'm saying?
You are a man, I am a machine. Other than that slight difference, we have a great deal in common.
All right.
Look, I understand that you're a machine, but machines need to understand that when Avon bitches come looking for Goofy Bone, you don't shoot them.
Here's what I tell Avon every fucking time
the
they
fuck
come
up
to the door.
You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Alright. So, you know, I don't see Avon, man. I don't really see Avon. Avon to me, you know, they
you sound soft on us like some schoolboy bitch. You sound like a gay.
You sound like a gay. Hey, what movie is that from?
Oh, man, I don't know. I haven't fucking looked, y'all. You know,
hey.
That shit, that is too goddamn classic.
Hey, Goofy, sound like your mouth was full.
Oh, you know, I'm over here smoking out of a pipe because I ran out of weed. Since the Avon lady was going to bring me some weed, but Smelly done shot her ass and threw her off the ship, she's floating in space with a sack of weed waiting for me.
Hell so, no.
And a perfume bag.
And a perfume bag for sweet.
And a Crown Royal bag. She got out of space in a Crown Royal bag and shit. Like, damn. What the fuck happened? What the fuck happened?
Hey, first off, let me give a shout out to Madison Media and Red Shades up in the chat room.
Hey.
Red Shades, she put on an Academy Award performance last night by laying the law down and letting the world know where hoes are separated from the realities of life. So shout out to Red Shades.
This is bullshit, man. This goddamn Internet Explorer sucks, man. I don't fucking know.
I told you to use Google Chrome.
Man, I use that shit too. I'm still in Wi-Fi, people, and shit be, you know, be half-assing and shit. These people around here, I don't know what. Pay your fucking bill, people. Damn, I'm trying to get my shit free. You fucking up. Oh, yeah. Sorry. You know, people, the nervous people nowadays, not paying their fucking bills, I can steal shit. You know what I'm saying? What kind of shit is that? Oh, fucking understand that. The way this world's coming to.
Intergalactic.
Yeah. Access. I'm above the motherfucking satellites and I can't get no fucking signal. What kind of shit is this? All right. I'm actually temporarily locked out. I ain't got my internet connection up here.
Oh,
ain't this a mother?
Hey, Smelly, can you beam me off? I got to go do something real quick.
All right. Actually, I can't even beam y'all because my damn, I'm not even on the ship. I'm outside the ship looking through the little damn window and shit. Fuck.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
Well,
ain't this
Scotty
a
at?
Mother?
No, that's what you get.
Everybody on the board.
Big
I can't fucking. Well, hey, she came in my goddamn spaceship, man. Tell her and stay on the fucking planet. Come flying your ass way up here to bring me some fucking.
All right, people. Well, I'm going to try to fucking get out of here myself.
There you go, brother. Use your backup. Don't you got the backup? Track the beam, man.
Well, I mean, I do, but I mean, I don't know. When you're on and I'm on, it like how do you say it? It conflicts or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, I don't know what that big word you just used, but all right.
I don't know. Neither do I, but it conflicts.
It conflicts, man. It just conflicts, brother. You just putting the code on to it. But yeah, I got you, man. I'm finna shut. I gotta shut the ship down and then go down a level.
Yeah, I got to get there and finish drying my clothes, matter of fact. I got about 10 minutes.
Damn, I can't even put a fucking song on. Ain't this a bitch?
Aww. All
right. Well, yeah, because this shit just totally lost connection, so I got to go all the way downstairs and fucking still the real connection, using my real internet instead of using the damn stolen shit. Damn. People, y'all with that bullshit. Alright, Sweet D Love, I need you to do me one favor. I need you to kind of just talk to the public real quick.
Oh, I could do that.
While I make this quick transition. Mm-hmm. Give me 1 minute, please. I'm on to the people or something.
I don't do that.
That'll keep me on the phone. Alright, right back.
Well, while DJ Smell So Good is going to make another connection, he has to go to, I don't know what room that is, you know, on the ship, but wherever he's going, I know he'll make it happen because he's the captain. So anyway, in the meantime, I see my, big up to everybody that's in Smelly Prize. What kind of room would you call it? Let's see, you can't say chat, but you could say, I'd have to look that up, you know, it's a dictionary word. But in the meantime, big up to you all. And the captain will be back in a minute, and he'll be back to all his, you know, stuff that he's got to do and take care of on this here ship, yeah, in this here time. I think he's back. Is that you?
Yeah, okay, I'm down. I gotta you switch up. Hold on.
Sounds like you're in the dungeon.
Yeah, well, I stay in the townhouse, and, you know, shit got two floors to it.
We love you, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. With all of our, I'm a robot, so I ain't got a heart, but with all my microchips, I love you. Yeah. All right, let me plug into the real connection since I'm paying for the shit. Guess I might as well use it, yeah. Yeah. But it's downstairs, and I don't want to run the damn 500-foot cord and shit upstairs. You know what I'm saying? Cords all over the place.
As long as nobody, trips over it or falls over it, you know, you want to get food in your own house.
You know what I'm saying? But no, it's okay. Now we're connected. All right, people. Here we go. All right. Let me see how long this shit gonna take to come up. Damn, boy, I can't believe it. That's what the Borg does. See, when the Borg comes through, they just shut shit down, man. They really, it's real regulators, boy. Woo! Shouts out to the Borg. I need y'all ship. Gotta upload, get some more guns. I'm taking the Borg over one day.
I know how that is. Sometimes that happens to me in my, you know.
Take it over. Red wanted your daughter's tweet thing, I guess, or email it to her or whatever.
Oh yeah, okay. Well, I'll do
tweet
that.
Information. Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't want to put that over here.
I don't know about none of that, Red.
Huh?
I'm blonde. I told you, Red, I was blonde when it comes to that. Don't be asking me stuff like that on air.
But now, see that, you know that you, you wasn't on the show the other day when on Mother Noah's show. She had Tamia.
No, I wasn't.
Mm-mm. Yeah, Tamia was on the show, right? So I called in. You know, I'm on my show. Motherfucking Net gonna leave my shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Go over to Net to Mother Noah's shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Which subsequently made me like, well, what the hell everybody running over there for and shit? The whole fucking crew left the bridge. And went over the goddamn Mother Noah's show. The bitch left fucking left damn crab on all the pies and shit. I come out the shitter. You know what I'm saying? Whole fucking crew gone. No, what the hell? So I had to, you know what I'm saying? I had to put my damn space boots on, fly the fuck over there. You know what I'm saying? And peep outside the window. I see everybody partying and shit. Goddamn, cut Tamia on the line and shit. They got Tamia. I'm like, ain't this a? Okay, see where the loyalty is at. So I said, okay, I'm going to call in. I'm going to talk to Tamia then. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Somebody told me I wasn't going to talk to Tamia because Mother knows don't normally pick up the phone.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, I say, man, I'm going to pray four times, and I'm calling in. Yeah, that's all I live by, die by is prayer. So if you can't pray four times and get it done, then you don't need it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was, well, oh, shouts out to Mo and Just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And she picked up, but that was a wonderful woman.
Uh-huh.
Tamia is fucking hot. She is hot. I mean, she's just, as a real person that likes to talk, I mean, mother was like, you know what I'm saying, well, we finna end it. You know what I'm saying, we took two calls, and I was like the third call and shit. No, the last call.
See, four, one, two.
And, yeah, so she took two calls, and then... And she was like, I'll take some more calls. So, you know what I'm saying? She took one call, some chick pissing me off because I only had a few minutes left on the show. And then and I was trying to, you know what I'm saying, get everybody to hear the interview live on the show. She calling up all these damn questions. What's your bra size? What's your panty? I don't want to hear all that old shit. Woman, damn, we trying to get to talk to Mia for real. Ask her some real stuff. So, of course, you know, once I finally got to talk to her, I asked her about Twitter. I say, you know, I want to follow you. She said she ain't on Twitter. She don't really know nothing about the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? She know about it, but she don't fuck with the Twitter because it's too personal. I was like,
Answer for account numbers.
What, on Twitter?
No, that was my choice. What's your account number? I'm like, my account number. She want to put some money in the bank or she want to pay her bill. She said, and don't touch the money. I said, huh? I didn't hear that.
Man, kill Eric Moore. What happened? Did I miss something?
What happened?
What did I miss? I'm reading in the chat room. Mass Media says, why did you kill Eric Moore? Just got just last night.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
Miss Mo Blue, or one half. Is Mo and Just, or is it Just Mo?
I don't know. Nothing about that.
Oh. All right. Well, shouts out to Buck Styles. You know what I'm saying? Just popping up off in there on the Starship Smelly Pride. Welcome to the bridge, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can deflate your boots. Take your boots off. You know what I'm saying? This is a 100% gravity field atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? I got you.
That's right. And you're going to either go like, you know, like the song say, up and down, up and down.
Hey. You know, it's sweet. Every time when I... When I think of you, you know what come to mind?
No.
Look, she bending over. Claude have mercy. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I thought I should shoot myself for that. But, hey, you know, hey.
Well, you know, he loves our humor too. He understands our humor. You know?
Hey, you know, you gotta take it in and let it
drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
You know what I'm saying?
Sounds like good
that,
to
though.
Me too.
Like that. Oh, nah, you like that? Yeah.
You ain't playing with all of that stuff. I'm gonna have to.
This is what I do. You know what I'm saying? And when I changed the name of my ship, you know I had to change the name of everything, right?
I know what you're asking yourself, and the answer is yes. I have a nickname for my penis. It's called the Octagon. But I also nicknamed my testes. My left one is James Westfall, and my right one is Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. You ladies play your cards right, you just might get to meet the whole gang.
Huh?
Oh, my goodness. The Octagon.
In case you want to jump in the ring and fight, you know what I mean?
Who was one Henry Smith Swinger and who else?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all got to excuse me. Sometimes I just seem to go there, you know? Yeah.
Seems to go there. Mm-mm.
Yeah. All right, well, before I go to the nutty news of the day, I do have to send a dropout. Shouts out to Trey Boat, my people's in the hood.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ smells so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleepy jail, well, I'm both fucked up right now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still going to rock Trey Boat regardless. That's my life. Trey Boat for life.
Let me get some of that.
SFN Visuals in the building too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh yeah, even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Party time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah, Tampa, bitch.
Nah, and I do got a place to party, y'all. Y'all come down here.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, this is DJ Biggs coming to you live and direct from Bottoms Up, the only spot that matters, maybe the hottest spot in the state of Florida. You can hate us, but you'll never forget us. Rolling with Wrecking the Game Entertainment, as always, DJ MTP in the house, baby. That's right, DJ Biggs, you heard me, baby.
And if y'all didn't know, that is my name, too, man, a.k.a. DJ FTP, a.k.a. DJ Fight the Power, a.k.a. Fuck the Police. Depending on my motherfucking mood, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's like when I turn into my Superman, put my cape on and shit, I turn into FTP. You know, that's when my revolutionary kicks in. You know, shit don't smell good no more, you know what I'm saying?
He's a rebel on the starship.
Yeah. So y'all know what time it is. You know what time it is?
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit. What time is it? Yeah. Sweet dear, I need my drop too, woman. I need you to record some drop somehow, send it for my show, woman. Oh yeah. This is porn music to me, people. Gotta love it.
I might go to bed now, I've got work in the morning.
It's time for another news of the day, people. Yeah. This is my intro music. Y'all got to excuse me. Ooh. Yeah. It's that nice. It's business time. Oh. I'm safe. It's that nice. It's business. Oh, shit. You got to sing that, y'all. It's good porn music right there. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Woo. All right. Miss Sweet D Love, you gonna hang in for the news? I know you said you had to roll, baby.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
hang in for the news, and then I'm gonna hop up, and you can, you know, beat me out.
Oh, y'all see how she just talked dirty to him? Tom, she gonna hop off? What you? Yeah. Well, I mean, don't be talking to me like that. Don't be talking to me like that. You know what I'm saying? All right. Let me see if I can get this. Is Christelle. With excess vibration. I'm going to try to turn this low, see if I can get some background music going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to switch up a little bit. You know, Goofy Bone dude, you know, when he read his news, he got a little porn music playing in the background and shit, telling me it ain't porn music. But all right, brother. I know good porn music when I hear it. All right. So let's see. This might be too loud. We're going to see. All right, y'all, let's see. That's it? God damn, what the hell was that?
That was a rap.
All right, yeah, that was a little short. Let me put my homeboy in the background. Yeah, I know, because everybody liked that anyway. All right, Another News Today is being brought to you by AnotherNewsToday.com and Dead Dollars, Gray Fox. You know what I'm saying? In the background. Yeah. There we go. And we're going to take this thing from 8-1 Trey all the way around the world, y'all. Because this is the international most craziest news that you will always hear, only hear. Right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. Starship Smelly Prize. And we started this thing in Oregon. Yeah, I got to catch the beat, y'all. Let me see if I can catch the beat. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's groovy there, y'all. That's some funky news right there. That's what I'm talking about. All right. Let it get his groove on. All right. That song there be funky. Now I'm going to play that in a minute. But we in Oregon where a man gets probation after stabbing his ex-girlfriend's pet fish. Yeah. 27-year-old Southeast Portland man who beat his ex-girlfriend
and then stabbed her pet fish and left it impaled in her apartment, has been sentenced to 2 years of probation. What? In a psychological evaluation. This bitch look crazy, though, y'all. Yeah, if you are on the bridge, you can check out, you know what I'm saying? You can check out Nothing News Today. Shouts out to my late-ass motherfucking beautiful co-host. You know what I'm saying? Miss Tasha Triple X. You know what I'm saying? She down there in Cali. Yeah, she over here in the States, people. So y'all look out for her. Going down. She on the bridge. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out. Yeah, an attorney for Donald Earl Fight III. Fucked up name. That's why he probably did that shit anyway. Said he didn't want to talk about the details of the assault, but the stabbing the fish was a very low point in his client's life. He is absolutely mortified and ashamed about what he did to the fish. Bitch, what about the woman? You stabbed your fucking girl, man. What kind of shit is that? You feel sorry for the fish. This bitch crazy anyways, y'all. Y'all click on the picture and look at how crazy this motherfucker is. You understand. All right, we're going to Portsmouth. I don't know where the hell that's at. Where the hell is Portsmouth at, sweet?
Where's that at, say it again?
Portsmouth? Oh, wait a minute.
Ports who?
Portsmouth.
P-O-R?
Yeah, port, like, you know, Port of Miami.
Oh, okay.
Portsmouth? All right. Well, inmates is request to wait out tough economy in jail. Yeah, Al Wright has seen inmates act up to avoid being released during the harsh. Okay, New Hampshire. Okay, shouts out to New Hampshire. During the harsh New Hampshire winters, but it was only recently the 28-year corrections veteran got two letters from individuals politely requesting an extended stay behind bars. Damn, it get that cold? Yeah. Right, the superintendent of Rockingham County House of Corrections says spending time in his jail isn't fun, but he isn't surprised that a tough economy has some inmates reluctant to be released during a time when jobs are few and temperatures are dropping. That's real. Hey, I mean, I ain't telling you the jailhouse is the best place, but shit. If your ass ain't got no place, oh yeah, it's the best place. Go on and let them get that $2.25 up off of you and go and get your bologna sandwiches and fake OJ. You know what I'm saying? Two and a half square meals a day. Oh, that's real, man. Hey, we're taking this thing over to somewhere. Sick as a dog, y'all. As the swine flu virus tries to... Man, fuck the... Listen, people. If y'all believing in this goddamn fish flu, fuck flu, whatever the fuck they want to call it, by all means, go out there and get you a goddamn shot and let them inject you with some goddamn fake-ass fucking virus so they can experiment on you. But I'm not going to be the one to be in line behind that bullshit. Sorry. Anyways, as the swine flu tries to wiggle its way into as many of us as it can this flu season... There's another virus, the H3N8, that is threatening dogs this year. Yes, H3N8 or canine flu. Come the fuck on, people. What the hell next? Shoe flu? I got the gay flu. I'm allergic to gay motherfuckers. I mean, shit. Is it? Damn, what the hell is going on, man? It is not contagious for us Homo sapiens. But for dogs, it can be deadly. All right, so all y'all pet owners out there, there is a new vaccine available to save. Oh, so you can find a fucking vaccine for a dog, but you can't save no motherfucking humans with some deadly shit. All right, anyways. Of course, Fox News, punk-ass Fox News, dumb-ass Fox News, dropped into the Richwood Vet Hospital in New Jersey to see how they are combating the disease. A steady flow of dog owners and their barking companions braved the $20 shot, the first of a two-part inoculation process. Man, what the hell level? $40 my ass. That'd be a dead motherfucking dog. Shit. Who? That's a half ounce of reefer. You think I'm finna spend my goddamn half ounce of reefer on a dog? Shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, maybe Boo News. Boo News. Any other dog can get it. Shit, he gonna get it. He be left in the cold. I'll be smoking my herb while I'm looking at your ass outside the door. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Better go ahead and die off. I ain't shit. $40 for some canine flu? Sorry, people. Anyways, we're going to go over to, do we know somebody in Idaho? Anybody know somebody in Boise, Idaho? Damn right we do. I'll be the wise one. That's where your people's from. We know it. Uh-huh. Ain't no black potatoes there, but you know.
I know somebody
from
potatoes.
Oh, man.
I eat a lot of them.
Check this out. We in Idaho, people, where a math teacher was arrested for obscene conduct at a damn Costco, a.k.a. Sam's Club, or a.k.a. What is it? Payless Pal, some crap like that. One of the more big warehouses, the same crap. Yeah. A local high school math teacher has been arrested for obscene conduct in a public place. Chuck McClure, Boise Police Public Information Officer, says Kyle Dennis, 37, was arrested after multiple instances of obscene live conduct. Why ain't nobody kick this motherfucker in his balls? That's just good old swift kick, walk up to him, pow, and then give him the blue balls and let him get the fuck on. Y'all calling the police and shit. Man, I would have beat his ass in the store, and it just would have been caught live on camera, kicking him all in his ass. Get your ass out of here. That's all y'all would have heard. Yep. Anyways, that took place at two Boise retail outlets. So he just going around putting his dick on the counter and shit. Like, ring that up. You know what I'm saying? All right. Yeah. According to court documents, Dennis knowingly engaged in obscene conduct by manipulating his penis with his hands while walking around a Costco store with an erection. Right. So he's jacking off, walking in the lanes and shit. Nobody's noticing this guy walking around beating his dick in the middle of the damn Costco aisle.
Well, you know, it is a recession. Maybe there was nobody in the store.
Sir, what are you doing? I'm looking for lube. I'm about to chafe myself, man. Hurry up. Where's the lube? Hey, people. I mean, get a room, all right? Jeez, get a room. Ugh, I can't even walk into the Costco. You might slip on something on the ground.
That is octagon
flowing. Oh, man.
Well, you know, on the Smelly Prize scholarship, you know, I think you need to, put that machine on so that, I can.
Uh-oh. I got to beam you off, baby. You got to go.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it lit up while I finish doing what I'm doing. So I'll be listening,
right.
But, I'm out.
That's what's up. That's what's up, Dan. Well, that's Sweet D Love, y'all. The sexiest voice of BTR. Y'all heard it right here live on Smelly Starship. Starship Smelly Prize. You know, smoke them if you got them. Warp Drive Wednesday. All of the above. And, yeah, home of the beautiful people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, thank you. Once again.
Ciao, baby.
Sweet D Love. And she's out, people. Uh-oh. I think I hit the wrong button. Oh, shit. Oh. All right, we back, y'all. We are heading back on to the news. You know what I'm saying? We're going to read this news. It's funky, funky news to y'all. And if y'all like to be on my board, please, 347-237-5125. Call my communicator, and I will gladly beam you aboard. Yeah, and I'd like to give quick shots out of 186-point Deuce. On the bridge, Madison Media, Ms. Tasha Triple X, and Red Shades. Yeah, and that's how I do, man. Live on the bridge. All them people live on the bridge. I'm hosting, chilling in your control room, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know, it's going down. Let's see here. Noxie is in who the hell is Noxie T.Y.? Noxie Ty is in Idaho. Who the fuck is Noxie Ty? I'm waiting for a response from Red Shades. I wonder who the hell is Roxy Ty. I don't know. All right, well, somebody call him a damn bat line. Motherfucker. I'm calling the bat line, people. Hold on. Hello? Homestead exemption. Right. Hey, people, yeah, if you're a homeowner out there, this just came to my attention. Okay. Shouts out to the girl that raps with Red Shades from Idaho, Noxie Ty. All right. Yes, woman, I put the damn show on hold. You know how I do. Shit, I stopped this starship in the middle of the motherfucking space. That's how I do it. Yeah. Fucking right. Y'all leave my damn bridge, put my shit on autopilot. Run over the Mother Knows show. And you don't think I'm going to put this motherfucker on hold sometime? Shit. What Mother Knows that? Look. She ain't popped in yet. Mother Knows, pop in. Y'all let me know now. Got something for Mother Knows. Stealing my motherfucking, my whole goddamn crew off the fucking board, a bridge and shit. That was crazy, man. That day was crazy. I was just floating in space, came out the shit, and I'm just floating. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the hell? I see a big ass sign says it was lit off in the cut. Big bright sign flashed top of some Mother Knows. Tonight, hot act to me and shit. You know what I'm saying? And I see all you motherfuckers flying over to the goddamn to the Mother Knows fucking interplanetary show and shit. So I had to fucking fly over there my motherfucking self. But I will remember that, people. I will remember that. You know what I'm saying? Christmas time come around. You know. All y'all motherfuckers. Damn the cell number, woman. My cell number is 347-237-5125. Call it right now and see if I don't pick up. All right, y'all. Taking this thing back to Indiana. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get some old porn music. What porn music at? More porn music. Porn music. Yeah. This is some good porn music right here. Yeah. Nice porn music. Yeah. There you go. All right. We in Indiana, y'all. Vet kills himself after being carded at a movie theater. The hell kind of shit? Yeah. The Muncie police said Jacob Sexton had argued with theater employees over having to show identification to see the R-rated horror comedy Zombieland. 20 minutes into the film, a friend handed Sexton what? 20 minutes into the film, a friend handed Sexton a 9mm handgun at the guardsman's request, and he then shot himself in the head. What the fuck? All right, witnesses told officers that an employee at the Muncie Theater asked Sexton for ID and that he replied that he had killed 18 people while in the military. Engel said it appeared Sexton and some of his companions had been drinking. Right, and his friend don't get charged with murder. You hand this man a gun, and he shoots himself in the head, and... Right. Okay. All right. Hey, I can't bite you, girl. You don't know that. Wow, that's crazy. All right, we going to motherfucking Jayville, y'all. Shouts out to Jacksonville, Florida. Well, an employee is reprimanded for calling 911 after poisoning. Damn. Yep. See, this is what I'm telling you. What is that damn? It's not fast food. It's not nasty food. It's Wednesdays or some shit like that. It's not whatever the hell. It's fucking Wendy's. Nasty. It's wrong. Because an employee of a local Wendy's restaurant says her boss reprimanded her for calling first responders after she drank a poisonous substance. Okay. Yeah, Sarah Barahona has worked for Wendy's for a year, most recently as the assistant manager for the restaurant on 103rd Street in Jacksonville. It was at the restaurant that Barahona became sick after police say someone put a poisonous substance in her soft drink. They later determined it was something like oven cleaner. Yeah, you probably want to find you another job because somebody there trying to fuck you up. They said Barahona says her district manager accused her of not having permission when she called 911. What? Yeah, sorry, y'all. I would have slapped the shit out of that bitch. You know what I'm saying? And then when 911 got there, they would have been tending to two people. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, straight up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Anyways, we're going to London. Shouts out to London, to all my Londoners. I don't know how to, that's how they sound, but, you know. School is fine as girl loses fingers in art lesson. Oh, shit. Damn, don't go to running off in London, y'all, and taking up art lessons. Because a school in eastern England was ordered to pay £19,000 or $30,140 after a 16-year-old girl lost nearly all her fingers. Yeah, when she put her hands in a bucket of plaster of Paris during an art lesson. The teenager was attempting to make a sculpture of her own hands during a lesson when the accident happened. Because the plaster set around her hands and neither staff nor paramedics could get it off. And, yeah, after a series of 12 operations, she was left with no fingers on one hand and just two on the other. Yeah. Ouchie, ouchie. Damn, that feels like that hurts. Wow. Man, that is crazy, man. Okay. And we're taking this thing over to Florida again, people. Yeah, I'm sorry that we're in the fucking news, but yeah. Yeah. A mom is arrested for washing kids' mouth with soap. Yeah, y'all remember that old shit, you know what I'm saying? If you got a dirty mouth, wash your little motherfucking mouth out, put some soap in the damn mouth and be all right. But, a Palm Bay woman and her boyfriend were arrested for child abuse after the couple went old school to punish their 8-year-old daughter for swearing. They washed her mouth out with soap. Yeah. Okay, but police claim Adriana Herdiner and Wilfredo Rivera went too far by placing a bar of soap in the girl's mouth and letting it stay for 10 minutes. Herdiner did not intervene in the discipline. I don't know. Is it a time limit? I mean, on how long you're supposed to have soap in your mouth? I don't know. I mean, hell, women keep digging their mouth for an hour, you know what I'm saying? And it don't hurt nothing. Now, what the fuck is wrong with the soap? Whoa! I'm sorry, y'all. I ain't mean that. Yes, I did. All right, y'all. The energy drink iPhone app gets anger flowing. What the hell kind of bullshit is that? Energy drinks are meant to be edgy and cool and drunk by young men. So Pepsi Incorporation decided to release an Apple iPhone application for its Amp energy drink to appeal to guys out on the prowl. Yeah. Now the snack and beverage giant is facing a storm of criticism for the Amp Up Before You Score. Yeah, the app purports to help men pick up any one of 24 types of women, such as the sorority girl, cougar, the rebound girl, or the punk rock girl. Damn, it's got an application for everything. What the hell? I don't need no fucking iPhone. They're going to have a damn sex application on that bitch in a minute. Yeah, just stick your dick right here on the phone, and this application will take care of everything. The hell? What the fuck out of this shit is that? I did see a woman, you know what I'm saying, sticking an iPhone in a pussy. That was kind of hot, you know what I'm saying? And really, the phone worked after that. I probably wouldn't want the phone, but, you know, wow. They talk on a couple of times. Yeah, it smell, you know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to do that. Anyways, y'all, we in Delaware. Yeah. Where the board scales back 45. Yeah, yeah. Y'all heard this. They scaled it back. Yeah. This is where the first grader who faced a lengthy punishment for bringing his favorite, and I read this the other day, brought his favorite utensil to school. A Cub Scout combination folding knife, fork, and spoon has gotten a reprieve. Yeah, the school board made a hasty change to its strict code of conduct. The seven-member board voted unanimously to reduce the punishment for kindergartners and first graders who bring weapons to school or commit other violent offenses to a suspension ranging from 3 to 5 days after getting national attention for that story. Yeah, so, yeah. Shouts out to little Jit about to get his ass panged out of motherfucking school. No, he was about to get sent to reform school for 45 days. That's some other shit, you know what I'm saying? They're doing, you know, they're sending a goddamn kid to reform school. All right, y'all, we're coming down to the last but not least. Taking this shit to Deerfield Beach, Florida. Yes, people, we do have fucked up names like that here. Yes. And there are no fields or no motherfucking deers by the goddamn beach. So how in the hell? I don't know. But juveniles laughed after setting 15-year-old on fire. Yeah, I'm sorry, y'all. We got some crazy white folks down here, too. Niggas do stupid shit. White folks just do some crazy ass off the wall, burn up your little brother type shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, we might give our brother some dope or something, tell him to go and sell it and shit. You know what I'm saying? Make some money, nigga. But, shit. Five juveniles were in custody after a 15-year-old was intentionally set on fire at a Deerfield Beach, Florida apartment complex. Yeah, that's what the police said. Michael Brewer suffered secondary burns over 80% of his body. Yeah. He's in for a long, long recovery, Broward County Sheriff Al Lamberti told reporters. From what the suspects and witnesses have told police, the suspect yelled, "He's a snitch! He's a snitch!" and poured on him. Well, yeah, if he was really snitching, yeah, he should have burnt. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Snitching is not allowed. Kill yourself, snitches. You shouldn't have anybody have to burn your ass up. But anyways, another juvenile threw what police believe was rubbing alcohol on Brewer from a plastic jug and used a lighter to set him on fire. Hey, all you snitches out there, you see what happens? You're never too goddamn young to get your ass burnt. Fucking right, yeah. All right, that's what time it is, man. Hey, last but not least, y'all, we are in da-da-da-da, The juice is loose. We in Juicy Land. I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah, deserve to be shot for them. Yes. Wintersville, Ohio. Yep. And this is pretty cool, y'all. Hero. Boy, 9, rescued 7-year-old from deer. All right. Yeah, on a positive note, y'all. An Ohio 7-year-old who was attacked by a deer during a game of backyard football. What the hell are y'all playing in the woods and shit? All right. During a game of backyard football, was rescued by a stick-wielding 9-year-old. Yeah, Wintersville Patrolman Art Fowler Jr. said the male deer was on his way to a fight with another buck when he came across Brandon Hiles, 7, playing football with friends. Started running. But then I looked back, and he was getting attacked and grabbed a stick and started beating it. Yeah, that's what the 9-year-old Pew said. Yeah, beat the shit out of him. And then they arrested the little boy for animal cruelty. Nah, I'm just fucking with you, people. I would have. I'm just fucking with you. Ah, man. That is crazy. So, shouts out to Juicy for having the hometown hero, man. That's what it do. You know what I'm saying? And big up Sweet D Love for calling in this mofo, you know what I'm saying, chilling with the bro. And that is how we do it right here on the Starship Smelly Prize. And that is your motherfucking news for the day. I'm going to play some revolutionary music for y'all real quick. This is my homeboy, Judge Dredd, you know what I'm saying, hailing out of TAMP8, you know what I'm saying. And this is called It's About Time. I got some new tracks, man. I'm trying to get them on for the show. We're going to see.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellgood, an international call, and it is Tasha
Triple. Interface complete.
Right, am I back? All right, y'all, for the outro song, man, this is Tom G. Telling y'all ladies, you know what I'm saying, fuck up for the 10 Wayne and Fries. This is Warp Drive Wednesday, man. We're live taking this thing over to 186 Point Deuce on your motherfucking BTR dial with a smile. Shouts out to my motherfucking co-host International, all the way from Australia down here in the States, you know what I'm saying, and doing what she do, man, having a good time. That's Miss Tasha Triple X, always in the building, man. This is how we doing it, holding down. Each and every day the Lord allows us to get up on here, man. So, you know, when you do see me, you know what I'm saying? You know why I'm here. And always remember, man, you bring your ass on this motherfucking show. That's right. That's my outro song, actually. That's some shit. You bring your ass on the show, man. Just help me, and I'll beam you up on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going down real big like that. And, yeah. And I make it rain. You know what I'm saying?
Stage. I made it rain, sad. I made it rain, rain.
Vinny, I think we got one on this one, man.
I made it rain.
Make it rain.
What? Woo! And I bet that I can do whatever you want me to.
All
right. Ooh, she can be my shawty. I want to make it shawty.
So clean, so your girl clean. On my D, she wanna join the team. That's why I see a lot of people ain't no me.
I'm back.
What's next?
What's
drop
next?
That ass on the floor for me, get wet.
And I bet that I can do whatever you want me to.
I told little mama I'm about to take her home. And if I didn't mention, we riding on foes. And everybody knows y'all they coming from the go. Whoa, Penny on the beats, we murking these streets.
All
and
right.
Don't you try to sneak me, I got my head.
Oh.
Now get your ass on the dance floor.
Yeah, got one more song, man. Go ahead and get up out of here, man. This is like last 30 seconds, you know what I'm saying? Going to get up out of here. And remember, y'all, always stay, you know what I'm saying, stay blessed and unstressed. And that's what we do, man. You know what I'm saying? Live right here on Wrecking the Game Radio. I'd like to thank each and everybody who tunes in, man, and enjoys the show. You know, before and after, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, you know. Just got that last one, the auto-destruct.
1 minute to auto-destruct.
And we out.
For private parties, graduations, after parties, block parties, for special events, Danny, we do it all. Call DJ Smell for good at 813-766-4201.
Oh, that's their body shit. Oh, that's their body shit. I ain't playing for keeps. I ain't playing for keeps. Oh, that's their body shit. Oh, that's their body shit. Bitch, I'm calling my bitch, I'm calling my phone. Oh, that's their body shit. Oh, that's their body shit. I ain't playing for keeps. I ain't playing for keeps. Oh, that's their body shit. Oh, that's their body shit. Bitch, I'm calling my bitch, I'm calling my phone.
Now you gotta get all ugly with me. You know that nigga ain't shit, so why you fucking with me? You know he fucking plenty hoes, and yet you dealing with him. Don't be mad at me, cause that nigga hurt your feelings and shit. You silly bitch, you keep on calling me with that foolishness, knowing goddamn well I can fool with it. Old dog ass nigga, why you fool with him? He gon' get you fucked up, I'm stupid shit. You a stupid bitch, hoe, I want your drama. The nigga got 5, 6, 7, baby mama. Nigga tell you better hoe, what you gon' call him? Straight street bitch, yo nigga, yo
farm. Oh, that's everybody shit. Oh, that's everybody shit. I ain't playing for cheap. I ain't playing for keeps. Hold that there body shit. Hold that there body shit. Bitch, I'm calling my bitch, I'm calling my phone. Hold that there body shit. Hold that there body shit. I ain't playing for keeps. I ain't playing for keeps. Hold that there body shit. Hold that there body shit. Bitch, I'm calling my bitch, I'm calling my phone.
You so emotional. You and your cousin calling, playing on my phone. I check your dome, got in your home. Better play with your kids and your bitch, I'm grown. Stop asking me if he at my crib. Come see for yourself, or you know where I live. Better go correct, cause you know what it is. Yes, whatever, you know how I feel. Better keep my motherfucking name out of beat, cause he fucking me ashes on that feet. But a bitch, stay sharp, hold keys up. Cause sir, dick niggas don't care for your health. I'm straight. Look your nigga like a bitch. Pay for the pieces that are paying your rent. All that drama don't make no sense. Oh, stop cheating, that's everybody.
Oh, that's everybody, dick. Hold that's everybody, dick. I ain't playing for cheap. I ain't playing for cheap. Hold that's everybody, dick. Hold that's everybody, dick. Bitch, stop calling my bitch, stop calling my phone. Hold that's everybody, dick. Hold that's everybody, dick. I ain't playing for cheap. I ain't playing for cheap. Hold that's everybody, dick. Hold that's everybody, dick. Bitch, stop calling my bitch, stop calling my phone.
You having issues with your nigga? Don't be calling me hoe. Better check that nigga you with. What you calling me for? I got a life plus a career, so that drama won't fit in my schedule. My money over air, baby, it's shit on my level. I don't need to fuck up and all my diva status is cash. Fuck a man, you don't wanna with me, better cook your man. Cause I one hit, one of them dumpy man. You trust that nigga, so he fucking me and everybody he please. He's a hoe, so why you mad at me? Oh, that's your man, yeah, whatever, bitch, please.
Oh, that's everybody.
Hold that. What's up? It's your girl, Miss QB. Representing for Wrecking the Game Entertainment and Smell So Good as a new up and coming artist. We'll be hitting somebody soon. So, what it do? We all take points, help me running it like it's hot.
I ain't playing for cheap. I ain't playing for cheap. Hold that's everybody. Hold that's everybody.